Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Shh. It's Wide Open Wednesday.
What?
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, that's right. Your phone calls. Diane from Sacramento, you are on the air. Hello.
Oh, Mike, we love you long time.
Oh, ooh, Diane.
We love you long time right back, Diane. What can I do for you?
Well, it's Wednesday. I remembered, and I called.
You know what? That's all. That's all
good
I need,
egg.
Diane. That is all I need. And you know what? Not even a Facebook goose required for you today, Diane.
No.
I'm thrilled.
Hey,
yes.
I wanted to give you guys a heads up. I've not heard you talk about it, but have you guys watched Creek on Netflix?
Oh, I have not.
I've heard about it. I've not seen it yet.
Okay, what do you know about it, Rob?
It is created and produced by Eugene Levy's son. And it stars Eugene Levy. And as a courtesy to Matt Bloom, please do not repeat the title.
Yes, thank you.
But let's just call it S Creek. It's spelled differently.
Well, it's actually not. But yes. And Catherine O'Hara is in it. And it is hilarious. And you guys need to watch
What is the sort of tone of the show? What's the plot?
They are rich, lost all their money, and have to go to a town that they purchased, which is very low class, low income.
Oh, right, so it's Mike O'Mara's story.
Right.
Diane, God bless. We have more calls standing by, but thank you so much, and we love you, and thanks for calling on Wide Open Wednesday. Call us back, won't you?
Town is called Manassas.
Manassas
Let's
Creek.
Let's go to Matt in Maine. Great state of Maine. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How's it going, buddy?
It's going great. How are you up there in the great state of Maine? What part of Maine are you from,
buddy?
I'm from the Portland area.
Portland, that's great. Well, I got family up there, and looking forward to making my annual pilgrimage north would I get the opportunity.
And we look forward to having you.
That's great. It'll be Becky's Diner and a lobster omelet in no time at all. Actually, no, we've been checking the finances. It'll be a quick drive through Portland and a stop at the local gas station.
Make sure you get a red snapper.
Red snapper. That's right. Snapper. Red snapper. You know what a red boys? A little Maine trivia here. Do either one of you know what this gentleman's referring to? I do.
Isn't
I'll tell you in a minute.
One of those really, really dyed red hot dogs?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
A red snapper.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was a lady of the night.
Red snapper down in Florida and red snapper up in Maine mean totally different things. Well, what can we do for you, Matthew?
You know, I just wanted to call and say hello to you guys. It's my birthday today.
How old are we today, Matt?
45.
Nice, man.
45 is a wonderful age. Rob, why are you crossing your eyes?
Well, because he's, you know what, he's closer to the end than the beginning, but enjoy the day.
Happy birthday. Anything special planned for your birthday, Matt?
I'm actually coming to see you.
Oh.
Right,
you mean like
today?
Down here?
Is it a threat?
Should I call security or something? What's going on with that?
About an hour from now, I'm hopping on a flight to Punta Gorda.
Oh, Punta Gorda. Oh, fantastic.
Punta Gorda.
Let me know when you get here.
Yes,
we'll do dinner.
Yeah, okay? Let him know.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Matt. All right, bye-bye. Let me hang up on him right away.
Mike, check your yard. When we run the show open, just do a quick once around the yard. Make sure he's not out there.
Rob, I'm going to give you a, I don't know if you're looking at the board. You probably are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't go breaking my heart. Kiki K.
Hey, all the way with Kiki K.
All the way with Kiki K from Silver Spring. Hi, Kiki. How are you?
Hi, you guys. It
Hi,
is all
Kiki.
The way with Kiki K.
That can't be the first time you've heard that.
It was the first time.
Aww.
First time she heard it, not the first time she did it.
Oh, hey, watch
out. Hey,
Rob, how dare you?
Harm, I love this woman.
Don't be a jerk.
You made my birthday. That cracked me up so much.
Is it your birthday too today, Kiki K?
No, it was last week.
No. Right before Oscars.
Oh, thank you for mentioning my name.
So I have a question for the panel.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Hello, Rob saying. Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with us right now, calling from Silver Spring, Maryland, please put your hands together and welcome the lovely and vivacious Casey Kay.
Don't go breaking my heart.
I stumbled all over that. Sorry about
that.
Mike, you hit the post.
Nailed
Most
it.
Important.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, did I mention it's Wide Open Wednesday and you can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. This is the first Wide Open Wednesday we have ever had when people just remembered and we had a full complement of people on the line.
Love
now,
it.
As I go through each of them, they're dropping off and not coming back. So they're the only four that remember.
Mm-hmm. Mike, but they're learning, though.
They are.
They're learning.
They're
it's
learning.
A learning curve. What were you going to say, Kiki K, today?
I have a question for you guys. What is your most hated network sitcom that's not currently on?
So, like of all time.
Great question.
So that's all time.
Of
that's
all
easier.
Time. And for
Hang
example,
up and listen.
Mine. No, well, I was going to say that, but mine is Mama's Family with a close second from Three's Company that I have to run and shut the remote off. And I
okay.
will hang up
all
and
right.
listen.
I like your choices, and we'll noodle it through. Thanks for calling, Kiki.
Mash.
We appreciate it.
What? Mash? Really?
Yeah. Depressing. It's old. It looks old. Ugh.
Yeah,
okay.
Me too.
All right,
the
all
time greatest.
I get that.
But you know what's weird? It's really before she said it, Mama's Family is my most hated sitcom.
Does it remind
Mama's Family does.
Yes.
Does it remind you? Mama's Family was just,
childhood?
You know.
Big Daddy watched it an awful lot. It was on in the house a lot.
I have mine. And this to me is when Happy Days was such a beautiful hit and it
yeah.
was so much fun and it was kind of intelligent actually.
Yeah,
the way they wrote it. And then it got dumber and then Laverne and Shirley spun off of mm-hmm. Happy Days, and Laverne and Shirley has consistently forever been the clear leader of my least favorite sitcom. I
wow.
can't stand it.
I'll throw a runner up since I don't want to steal Kiki's thunder. I really have never been able to watch The Golden Girls.
What?
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Oh,
I'm with you on
guys.
That one.
Guys.
No, for someone who hates MASH.
Hold on. Is the ageist on the show going to defend The Golden Girls?
It's not
Girls?
About age. The Golden Girls was witty. It was fun. They had every type of personality on there. They had the sweet girl. They had the basically the cougar. They had I don't even know if you call her cougar. She's a panther.
Rue McClanahan.
Yeah, she's that
was
old.
The cougar.
Yeah.
She's a panther. I mean, you just had every personality
and the hardened wisdom of B. Arthur.
Pony, do you want to weigh in at all while you're not typing?
Well, you know what? This is blasphemous to a lot of people. I never really liked Seinfeld all that much. I liked
okay.
the people on
How
the show.
How do we work together? Why don't you like Seinfeld?
I don't like Jerry. I liked everyone
okay,
else on
good.
The show. I just
That's
didn't
valid
like Jerry.
That. That's valid.
I'm okay with Jerk. Somebody. If you don't like Jerry, you know, Jerry was like,
who are these yeah. people? And I also didn't like Mike. I don't know. Did you ever take in the program Small Wonder?
I did not, Rob, and unfortunately we don't have time to talk about it because we have a call coming from
Dare
someone.
You.
She was
I'm,
a robot.
I'm concerned. This is a very,
Android.
Very important call all the way from South Korea.
Ooh.
This is Kim.
Of course it's Kim.
Not, now, it's not Kim from North Korea, I hope, right? Hello?
Oh,
no.
That was somebody like that.
That was
that North Korea infrastructure, Mike.
A faulty
right.
missile of a phone
well,
call.
Well, it was South right Korea, there. They said. Nick from Vermont, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Who's screening the calls today, just out of curiosity?
Dan O'Brien.
Kim from South Korea.
Dan O'Brien.
Nick, stay there for a second. Bring Dan O'Brien in for a
yeah,
second.
Yeah, march sure. him in here pleasure. Like Kim would.
Yeah.
Because I'm just really, really curious about the Kim from South Korea, if he smelled any kind of a rat with that call.
Yes.
Give Dan O'Brien the mic. Dan O'Brien, can you hear my voice?
He can now.
Yes, I can.
Dan, God, the process of... Wait, should I stand in front of the camera? You know, just run in and grab
new.
That. Dan O'Brien, the Kim from South Korea. Did you smell a rat with that?
No, I just heard Kim from South Korea.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
go back
you,
to your
Kim.
Position. Thank
yes,
you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Dan, whatever your name is.
Nick from...
How were they able to broach security?
What he's saying
Nick
just
from
call
Vermont.
In.
Nick from Vermont on his wife's phone. Hello.
How's it going, Mike?
I'm doing great. I get very confused when
We've
I see
turned.
Phones identified, and then I say, Nick, what can we do for you?
I'm very tired, Mike. I spent another night on the couch last night.
Because you had a fight with the missus?
It wasn't that at all. It was the walls are very thin, and about three times a week, our neighbor, young 20s, shares her passion very, very loudly.
Oh, wow. Man. Do you ever want to take a hand drill awesome. And make a hole?
We pounded on the wall several times, and last night we decided we were not going to pound the wall anymore, and we wrote her a very nice but detailed letter this morning and slipped it under her door and ran away.
Oh, wow. So you live in a condo apartment? What kind of arrangement do you have?
We do. We live in a condo, and our bedrooms share the same wall, and their bed is right against the wall to our bedroom.
You know, that seems to be, it would be a common problem. I think they should look into that in condo design. Yeah, maybe not have bedroom share walls.
Celebrity she most resembles?
Excellent question, Oscar.
Well, you know, I really like to think it's kind of a Natalie Portman, but I've never seen her before. I'm afraid it's going to be more of a Lena Dunham.
Oh, so you've never...
I see where you're going.
So you've never seen her face-to-face, you've just heard her?
Never seen her. I probably walked by her 1,000 times walking the dog outside, and I don't know if she knows who I am, if I'm the guy behind the wall pounding it.
But, hey, you know what? Maybe she's older.
Oh, Rob, see, I'm enjoying this. You just wrecked it again.
He didn't wreck it with Lena Dunham.
Sex, you wreck. You wreck sex. You wreck sex.
I'm a sex wrecker.
That's your kink. You want him to be older.
That's
right.
That's what he wants, isn't it?
Yeah, that's his kink.
My kink is to run away with Rosie Clooney.
Maybe she's in black and white. Listen, friend, 3 times a week, right? How old are you, by the way, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 38.
Okay, so listen, I know how it feels like to be in your late 30s, and you know our libidos aren't the same as they used to be in our mid-20s. Do you ever feel like, enough, lady, you're making me look bad?
Absolutely.
Hey, yes! Nick. Yes! Sorry, Nick. Thank you very much for the call. All the way up in the Green Mountain State. And I guess she's doing
sometimes yeah, go ahead. I elbow my girl, and I wonder if she maybe is getting into the mood when she hears him across the wall, but it never seems to happen.
Never seems to happen. Nick, that's a great call. Yeah. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate that.
Get off of me, man.
The Green Mountain State. Sounds like she's doing some Green Mountain. Am I right, ladies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mount Fris.
Seems exhausting.
Let's go to Jay from New Jersey. Jay, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mike. Good morning. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to ask a question. Since you guys do a topical show, why doesn't Mike talk about...
I'm here. So if you're saying, hold on. First of all, if you're going to call like that with that kind of an agenda call, you have to address me. When I'm on the phone with you, I want you to address me directly. So why don't
My apologies, Mike. I wanted to find out, why don't you talk about politics even in your news?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because today on the sheet, I will be talking about Republicans. Why does it always get back to the Nazis? Mm-hmm. So what do you think of that, Jay, from
face.
New Jersey?
Yeah, in your face.
What do you think about that? We're going to talk about Sean Spicer and the big idiot move. I saw him live yesterday when he came on Blitzer. Mm-hmm. I saw him when he came out, when he actually came out of the briefing room, because he screwed up so bad that he had to go on CNN. Yeah. And he's just such a dummy. And by the way, not only that he was referencing Hitler and comparing him to Assad and saying even Hitler didn't use toxic weapons, chemical weapons, but Hitler only gassed people, you idiot. And then he called concentration camps Holocaust centers.
Yeah.
I
have a question, Jay, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Do you like a funny show, or do you like derailing a program?
No, I like a funny show, okay. But this is a topical show, and you guys talk about politics.
The topic is to make people laugh.
Unfortunately, the politics, and the comedy, really, it's hard unless you're Bill Maher. And even when you're Bill Maher, 90% of Bill Maher's show is pretty intense and pretty heavy. But, we try to cover everything.
Jay, shop through Amazon more, and we can talk all the politics you want.
Hey, we talk a lot. You can always catch the bonus show. Maybe you catch some politics there.
We're going to try this again. Kim from South Korea. Are you really calling from South Korea?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, and welcome to the show. That's such a long way away. Very nice to have you on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, I just wanted to let you guys know that I love the show. And Oscar, I use the button on the app to call, and it even worked in South Korea.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Todd Moore, I owe you a handy.
How about that, Todd? Way to go, Todd Moore. Hey, can I ask you a question? Funny, the guy just brought up politics. With all of this saber-rattling going on and with all the threats, what is the mood of the South Korean people? What's it like there since you guys, since this idiot up north poses such a direct threat to those of you? Are you in Seoul or some other part of the country?
We're in Suwon, which is about an hour south of Seoul, but we're only here on spring break.
Spring break.
So you're
forever.
Just there for a short period of time.
Fun destination. So
have you gotten any sense of what the mood is in South Korea and the feelings about everything going on?
I think it's pretty much always like that here.
Okay.
I mean, they do regular drills once a month. One hotel we stayed in actually said, you know, these are the procedures when we do the drills.
That's interesting. Wow.
So there's always a threat.
Hmm. I have a follow-up if you don't mind, and thank you for calling from South Korea. What type of discounts are they offering on Samsungs?
We haven't actually been to a Samsung store. Although this hotel that we're in has a Samsung computer in it.
Ooh,
in the room.
Nice.
And it's spring break and you're in South Korea. Were the flights to Fort Lauderdale booked? Or what is the
It's Mike, it's actually a stopover.
It's a stopover. What is the reason you're in South Korea?
We're here with my grandmother, my mother, and my two children. So we have four generations visiting. My mother is a first generation immigrant to the United States.
That is so cool.
How cool is that? How do you like the motherland?
This is my fourth time here.
Is it true that the kimchi always tastes better in South Korea when you're there?
Kimchi at every meal.
Oh, at every meal.
Did you know that Oscar hates the show MASH?
Rob, speaking of South Korea.
How dare you?
That's wonderful. So this is an exciting family trip for you.
Yes, very, very busy.
What time is it over there, if you don't mind us asking?
We're 13 hours ahead.
So it's 10:30 tonight.
10:30. Nice.
That's exciting. You know what, Kim, we really appreciate that. Give our best to your entire family, the grandmother, the mother, everybody that's over there.
They called from the app, Mike, the app.
That is so cool.
You called from the app and you called in South Korea.
Listening live.
Everybody can call.
Yes.
Thank you. God bless you. And stay safe over there, all right, Kim?
Thank you.
Smooches.
Bye-bye. There she
goes.
Really
South
Korea.
I like
that's a good way to end Wide Open Wednesday.
International.
Another good way to end Wide Open Wednesday is when nobody's calling anymore.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Just listen to Mike O'Mara, fill your podcast player with O'Mara. You will have fun.
What is this?
Because everyone likes O'Mara. Listen while you shave or use mascara or you run. When he's doing his job with Rob and Oscar for an hour and a half, you'll laugh and say, oh, there's no one like Mike O'Mara, so you gotta download Mike O'Mara every day. O'Mara, O'Mara, I getcha, O'Mara, I can't wait till I press play. O'Mara, O'Mara, I getcha, O'Mara, I can't wait till I press play.
Wow.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's
Mike.
Oh, man, nothing like the old Queen and Me just being awakened with that show tune.
Yeah,
huh?
Nothing short of brilliant. Mike Pollock, thank you so much. He's the one who also did your Captain Hook song.
Good Lord.
So keep them coming, Mike.
People.
That is magnificent.
Right in the stream,
so
please.
Much fun. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. Is it Cappy's birthday today?
No, not yet. Later in the month.
All right, I saw some reference to it. I just wasn't sure. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. And by the way, on Wednesdays, we prioritize your phone calls, and we will take them whenever you want to call in. So be aware of that. Today's show brought to you by Policy Genius. Life insurance is the best idea to protect the ones around you. But where do you go to get the best prices on the best policy with the best service? I have it for you.
Yep.
PolicyGenius.com, the best online life insurance marketplace. Policy Genius has placed over $5 billion in life insurance for people like you, and they have the most accurate quotes from the top A-rated life insurance companies. Policy Genius easily compares all the top-rated life insurance companies for your best options, plus a licensed customer service team to help you along the way. And while you're there, check out their other insurance offerings like pet insurance. That's right. You heard me.
Yes, pet.
Correctly. Pet insurance. Go to PolicyGenius.com today to save over 40% off other prices for life insurance. When life insurers compete for your business, you save money. That's PolicyGenius.com. Zero jargon, zero sales pressure, zero hassle. Life insurance made easy. Free quotes and peace of mind. Don't wait. Go to PolicyGenius.com, and we thank you.
Yay!
Well, that's just too much fun. A call from South Korea, a show tune to start the
show. That show tune ruled.
Yeah.
That really did. That's, yeah. We got some good little musical folk out in our audience.
It's always a pleasure and a treat to open an email from Mike Pollock, because I never know what I'm going to get.
Oh, really? So he sends you, and I love the fact that you give them the credit they deserve with knowing the names, and they send that stuff to you. It's wonderful. Well, the hangover after the fabulous weekend is over. Back to the grind. Happy to say that Carla got the flu while we were in airplane.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean...
did she get a shot this year? Did she get a flu shot?
Yeah, she got a flu shot. I'm sure she did.
Effective as always.
How's little Michael doing?
He's doing well. He's always got a cold, but I mean,
this would be the week. This would be the week for him to spring back, though, because it's spring break, and he's not...
All right, I will tell you, he has less snot this week than he's had in the other weeks.
That's great. That's good.
Could you imagine putting your arm around little Michael when he's 18? For the first 4 years of your life, all you had is snot coming down on your nose.
Yeah, you were like a phlegm dispenser.
Snot every day. And, and I had one of those mornings where we put him down last night, and everybody slept late.
Okay.
And I really be careful what you wish for. How many times do you say when he's getting up at 5:45 in the morning, I'm like, oh, if I only had an hour. No, I like... he's our natural alarm. He forces me to have my act together. Mm-hmm. And when I don't, by the way, we blew off hockey practice today because Mama was sick. And Mama was sick and Daddy was back. And
routine.
We just weren't, and he's three.
He's not going to get his perfect attendance award.
I think he's going to be okay.
That 30 for 30.
That. Yeah.
Never missed a practice.
Unfortunately, that's it. You know, he's not going to play for the Boston Bruins. I'm very, very sorry. That's the way it is. I think ultimately the illness from Carla, you have to attribute it to air travel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is not a bulletin. This is not anything that anybody needs to hear from my lips. But the fact is, it continues to get worse. It was spotlighted this week by the gentleman that they hauled off of the plane. Did you see the little blurb about him that he got in some trouble providing narcotics to somebody?
Pills for sex, Mike.
Pills for sex.
Yes.
So you think that came from the United PR subversion machine where, hey, they were getting so beaten up over this that they decided, hey, leak this story.
Mike,
about
I don't know that they leaked
is.
It, but I guarantee you they didn't say, hey, no need to say that.
Yeah, I know.
And you wouldn't be shocked by this, Mike, but I'm on the side of the police in this one.
And also, what needs to be said.
They had to drag him out of there, and a grown man won.
Now, hold on. See, when you I'm not going to argue with you based on being
on the side of the police. Yes. I am going to, if you were on the side of the airline here and the corporate greed.
Not corporate greed.
I read a lot of posts yesterday, yes, but people said, you know, what other company, you know, if you go into a another company, there's just not a lot of examples of we sell more than we actually have.
Oh, let's clarify a couple facts, and I'm sure you guys all know this, but for our listeners, right? A is that, and for context, you probably have seen this on TV.
Guy was dragged off a flight because they overbooked, and they had to,
no one gave up volunteers. Seats, right.
No one volunteered, yes, so they had to randomly select someone to be hauled off the plane, and it's absolutely unacceptable.
So they randomly select them because they have to get their crew to another hub, so then that plane can go out. That process and that logistically doesn't really make sense for me, because I get that you have to get them to the next hub, your crew, right? But you own planes. Like, push comes to shove, get them on a different plane, right? Get them on one of those puddle jumpers.
You probably shouldn't
use
push comes to shove in this situation.
That being said.
Let me stop so we know our facts, yes, here. So the justification for kicking somebody off a plane was they had to make room
for their crew,
flight crew, that otherwise they would screw up their whole system.
Yes.
But we are left with the fact that they still sold more seats.
And it's a
than
common practice. And on their
they play
end,
the
and
odds.
It's a crap practice.
Let me finish.
I've always believed that.
The couple that was asked to leave, they both initially took an $800 buyout. They said, yes, we'll take the $800 credit.
Mm-hmm.
Then they changed their minds, right? So then once there was a back and forth, and a video actually came out yesterday, because you only saw that 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Then you saw another minute video that was released. And it shows the patron of the passenger pleading with TSA, saying, or the police, the airport police, saying, I can't go. Please pick someone else. Please pick someone else. My logic is, and after thinking about this for some time, if A, the police show up on a plane, I'm the first one to get off that plane. Like, I don't want any trouble. We're going to work this out outside. You're going to make me whole. You're going to make this all good. Right. That's
and
fine.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This is airport security, not United Security.
That's airport security, right?
So there's
two,
that to
if
be
I have some
well.
Sort of
airport, was it airport security airport or was it airport police?
Police? Airport police.
Airport right? police, legitimate law enforcement.
So
officials.
Once I see that, I get off. B, if I have some sort of nefarious sexual
alleged past?
Not alleged. He was actually convicted, right?
Okay.
If I'm convicted and I have this in my rearview mirror, B, I'm not making any noise. I'm getting off because if I'm worried, A, I'm going to make a scene and this is going to become a bigger situation, right?
Well, in the great tradition of your misdiagnoses, you have once again shared the spotlight on the people that should not be called out. I don't give a rat's ass about the guy. I don't. I don't care about what he's done. I'm talking about the system. And the system comes down to our system of air travel and the G word, which is greed.
Mm-hmm.
This is all about greed, and it doesn't need to be this way. And the fact is, man, spend some time in Atlanta's Hartsfield Airport, and it's just a CF at every single turn. And you know, even reflecting back on Southwest Airlines and the way they cattle car you into your little sections like A31, mm-hmm, A21, it's in days gone by, it was a better experience. And I'm trying to think of a great example.
Okay, I don't know what I've never had.
I'm not trying to shamelessly promote a client here. But when we do our Harry's Razor commercials and you hear in their copy that they take less profit,
yes,
that's why they're able to do something, you just don't. The business models for these giant corporations are, they take the humanity out of it. And they get so big, and everything in America is, we have to get bigger. We have to buy our competition. We have to merge. We have to do. And I get fed up with that, because wouldn't it be delightful if we had double, maybe triple, maybe quadruple the number of air carriers, and they were all trying little things to see about making, how would they compete? By making the customer service experience
but
a little bit
better. We actually
better.
Used to have more airlines.
Yes, before it was deregulated, and before the fact is that, you know, that the unscrupulous corporate greed took the day. And I think it sucks because now you've got, you know, two airlines that own the sky, and they can do whatever the F they want.
For context, A, I don't know what I never had. I never had a pleasant experience flying. There never was, oh my God, what a wonderful flight. I've never had that in my life.
I had it
probably,
once.
I probably would really be on the cusp myself. So I probably would be, you know, I don't go back. My experience would be talking to my mom and dad about it. That middle class people from a small town in Connecticut would be able to take a trip and have a really amazing experience because it was so special. And with the money people pay, you know, the hard-earned pay that goes into this, it's still, I still believe that it could be so much better. But every time when you see this experience, Oscar, I just get back to, yeah, I totally agree with you when you talk about the guy. I totally agree. I wouldn't have done the same thing.
Right.
But ultimately, this I'm targeting this overbooking crap.
Now, do you think...
Which is a common policy.
Yeah, and it's a gamble. It's great. And as a rule, it works out. But do you think there could be a chance that United, in the next day or so, grabs this and turns it into something a positive? Do you know how great it would be if they said, we are no longer going to overbook?
The CEO who's like come out with like 15 different contradictory statements.
Yeah, of course, of course.
The latest is this will never happen on a United flight again. It happens. I seem to think
I've got the highest
know.
I've ever
it happens
gotten.
Out of Vegas a lot.
In Phoenix, I got it, which is the plane was coming from Vegas, stopped in Phoenix, and I got
it's
bumped.
Vegas.
Mm. I got bumped for $600, right?
Right.
And I said,
right.
Oh, this is
so
great.
When you do that, you get a passage on the next available flight.
Next flight.
Plus $600.
I had to stay overnight. No big deal.
Okay.
I said,
I understand that. I understand that. But it just, you know, you take the risk of that one flight where, you know, everybody on that flight has to, you know, get out and slay the dragon. That's air travel in general.
Yeah.
You know, when
it's
you
a
get
risk.
To the airport and you're running late and, you know, it's a matter. You can see the people where, you know, they don't have the option. They got a boss on the other end that's going to, you know, S-can them.
Right.
Almost said the word. If something happens, and then you get the people that are like, la, 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 no problem at all. I wish the whole system was so much better. I really do.
Ideally, but also let's think about kind of the trajectory of these airlines, right? After September 11th,
worse.
We had that big bailout
right.
for the airlines. If you remember, it was just a tough time for everybody, right? So now we're talking, 15, 16, 17 years later, almost 17 years later, 16 years later. Are they in a space? I don't know enough about this, where they're making enough dollars and they're just justifying this practice to simply keep costs down. That's what I'm really wondering. And I feel
that once they...
It's all about the ledger sheet, in my opinion. That's all it's about.
And you know? Once they figured out, because under the extreme duress the country was under after 9/11,
yes.
they could sort of push us around because that was the new rules.
That's when you start paying for chips.
Yeah, they're not going to back off that because they realized they could get away with it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm just talking about... when the profits get to be... astronomical, and when you see whenever you get airlines,
you've got
probably
stockholders
never happened,
to answer
that's,
to.
That's,
yes,
that start, you know, stop
Big
start
plane.
Making drug money profits. You know, help the people, help the people out. You know, and just
but you said it too, is that, you know, there's only two big carriers now. They're the only game in town. There's no way to take your business
you've got
elsewhere.
Southwest, JetBlue, those are common staples.
Yeah,
that are
but
out
they
of
don't.
The loop.
But they don't cover the entire country.
Yeah, they cover most of the country now. Actually, Southwest is flying international. I talk about getting bigger. They're flying international
flights. And
you
still stand by Southwest, right?
I don't necessarily stand by it because it's the best airline. It's the cheapest airline. It's always been.
Now, Mike, you have the opportunity to have a bad landing in Greece, a bad landing in Barcelona, landing in Rome.
Every time I've landed, it's like boom, and I'm like, oh God, please let my spine be intact.
Yeah, because they're off to their next Southwest adventure.
By the way, you know, and the only thing I noticed about Southwest was the pushback, which I loved, being faster than any pushback. Mm-hmm. I have no idea
whether
that's
burn,
a Southwest.
Mike. Turn and burn.
It was delightful. Yeah. Oh, did I mention, you know, the one thing? Let me come back. I'll tell you one little story about the air travel.
Spirit
that
air.
Was kind of cool. And I want somebody to look up the vice president and see where he was on Monday. Can you can you find that out? I want to find out where was Mike Pence, because I'll tell you what they told us on the plane. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. And by the way, you know, it is Wide Open Wednesday. If you could pick up your goddamn phone and call us, you know, I wouldn't arrest you. All right, I wouldn't drag you off my plane. Thank you very much. We are not overbooked. We got empty seats in row 21 through the back, all right?
Vacancy.
Smells like fart, but call us anyway at 888-920-6673. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on Thursday on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with two B's at MichaelO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, man, Barry?
Shut up, Rob.
There we go. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We do a bonus show every week. Have you heard of it? We work our buns off to make it special for you. A sixth uncensored commercial-free episode that we record every week. Fun, hilarious, but most importantly, it keeps the TMOS ship afloat. That 1 hour makes the other five weekly shows possible. If you already subscribe to the bonus show, that's awesome, but we also urge you to encourage other members of TMOS Nation to take the bonus plunge. The future of the show depends on it. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you will be helping TMOS to continue for years to come. Now is the time to treat yourself or a friend by helping us out, and we thank you. I want to say hi to all our friends down at 97.1, The Wave, your beach station down there. Through the grapevine, this is the quote that was given to me, that we are killing it in Ocean City.
Yeah.
That was given to me through an advertising guru and also via a guy I used to work for. So I want to say we appreciate everybody at 97.1 The Wave. And if you're on your way down to the beach and you go down to the ocean, please give it a listen and listen to Rob's Saturday morning show. He's doing a show there every single Saturday. And Rob, you're more plugged into them than I am, but I guess have you heard that through the grapevine? We're doing extremely well down
lots
in,
of
Ocean
lots
City,
of
Maryland.
Thanks and smiles from the higher ups at the station. They love what
that's
we're
good.
Doing.
I'd like to say hi to my old buddy Jeff Bowden down there. Jeff,
oh, cool.
If you're listening,
say hi to the green turtle.
One of the nicest guys that I ever worked for, and a pleasure. We went to a U.S. Open together, and he's
Jeff
a very
Bowden.
Very good guy. Anyway, so
Of your vice president, Mike, this is what I was able to bring up via an NBC affiliate. He was at a ceremony over the weekend in Southwest Florida.
Ooh.
All right.
And okay. It looks like he might have been in Sanibel.
Okay.
And he left Monday morning for Washington, D.C. from Sanibel.
All right, so all I know is when we were pushing back, this is what the flight attendant on Southwest kept saying. We need to get everybody seated. We have Air Force Two coming in.
Ooh.
Air Force Two is coming into Atlanta, and we need to push back very, very soon. So that's why Air Force Two, I would assume, is Mike Pence's
Yeah,
point,
and this
right?
is what it says, is
the
that
Vice
he had
President.
A stopover from Sanibel. He wanted to do the Coca-Cola tour. And no, I'm kidding.
Okay, yeah, you could. That would be believable.
I would do it.
I would do that.
I would
That'd
do that in
fun.
A second.
I know. I would only do a Pepsi Cola tour.
Anyway,
hey, well, can I ask a question about that?
I brought you a silk necktie.
We've all caught up, right? Sunday's episode. We're caught up six episodes in.
I watched it again yesterday.
Right? No spoiler alert. You know what happens on the internet, I'll tell you. What's her story with Pepsi? The guy left her and she's still into Pepsi?
No, died.
Died?
Died. And a lot of people theorize heart attack because of the stress she put him through.
Oh, I thought.
And she was still plugged into Pepsi. She was a shareholder and a huge
and the
shareholder.
International ambassador for PepsiCo.
And I think she kept plugging it based on ego and not the fact that it was putting any money in her
Didn't
pocket.
Didn't seem like any money was going into her pocket.
No, she was because he left. I guess they were paying off debts that he borrowed from the company to pay for their lavish lifestyle.
Oh my God.
And so that was the problem with PepsiCo and Pepsi-Cola, because that's why she had to hustle like right till the end, and why she was going out in theaters with that movie Straitjacket and traveling the country and doing all the different William Castle stunts. Here's the thing I wanted to mention. I'm glad you brought up Feud.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you're not watching this on FX, Jessica Lange, Susan Sarandon, Feud, the story of Joan Crawford and
Betty Alfred
Davis.
Molina as it goes further and further. God,
Molina,
he's great.
As the director that works with both of them, I will tell you this. And this has been consistent throughout. I knew nothing about this story. I knew that they were in Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, mm-hmm. and I thought it was a great curiosity. I had no idea about the feud. As this show has gained in popularity, as we have all become fans of this show, I'm reading, and there's this resurgence of nostalgia for this story. This is a mind-boggling story. The fact is, last night they're going to be filming another movie, Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte,
right.
capitalizing on the success of the horror movie Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. And I'm reading, before I even see it on Feud, the television show, that nobody picked up Joan Crawford at the airport. And it's true.
All of it's true. It all
really
bears
happened,
out.
It happened with all this stuff, and it's going to get thicker. So this wasn't just two actresses not getting along where you'd have to embellish and do it. This is
a history.
Oscar scandal. All the crap. It's.
I
just
thought it was over after
this.
Five. I'm like, what else could happen?
Well, you
what
know,
else
over
could
the
happen?
Weekend,
I thought nothing.
Yeah,
not a chance. And all this
wrong.
Real stuff is happening. It's
over
amazing.
The weekend, I actually watched Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte. I've never seen it, but I knew that was the plot point coming up in the show.
That is
with
awesome.
Betty. Now, don't spoil it, because Betty Davis and Olivia de Havilland are in Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte.
Yes,
I want to see how that whole goes. That whole thing goes down.
It's a fact, and you know, and there's
Olivia
a documentary.
Was supposed to be Joan Crawford.
Yeah, and there is a documentary.
Spoiler alert
on the Sweet Charlotte DVD that tells the story in documentary style, not like a drama.
Oh.
And it matches up.
Whoa.
Detail for detail. And yes, Mike, Bob Aldridge found a way to get Victor Bono in Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte as well.
Yep, as a Southern guy.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about it. These movies, I remember being a little kid and growing up, and then I was tracking with these movies when they got to television.
Right.
And I remember these movies were really popular on television, too.
Did Kathy like them?
Kathy would probably be, I'd have to ask her because I have no idea.
Yeah.
But Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte was 1964. I want to say
yep,
that.
That's right.
Probably 1964. Mm-hmm. And these movies, they talk a lot about what made these movies successful. And there's a speech in last week's episode of Feud where they want to see their screen idols collapse. No, no, no. These movies, in my opinion, my memory of it, when I first saw them, these movies were fun because they were scary.
Yep.
And these old broads were terrifying. Just like when you see Mommy Dearest, you can go back and look at some of the older work of Joan Crawford. She's a scary broad.
Yes.
Scary. Scary was her perfect venue. That's why these movies. And then Betty Davis.
She replaced sexy with scary. Because she was beautiful when she was like
20.
Yeah,
but guys, my logic, and I had a conversation about this with someone, I don't know, maybe a couple of days ago, where they said, I just don't know if I want to see, like, were these women past their prime, right? And
right,
I said,
right,
look, all I know them is as these older actresses. And I'll tell you, the movie's not about how put upon these ladies were in Hollywood. I think it's a survival story on how these women.
It is.
Totally agree.
100%.
Totally agree. They are hanging on for dear life. They don't have personal relationships, so they don't have any family.
They have their
structure.
Careers.
That's
their career is
married
it.
To Hollywood.
They,
yes.
are, yeah. they are hanging on with their fingernails to what's left. It is, I just think, based on. Do we really have a call coming in from. Man, let's go to Stacy from Budapest.
Wow.
Budapest, Hungary. Stacey. Hello, Stacy. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Wow, we're getting calls all over the world today. It's great to hear. How are things in Budapest?
They are actually quite fantastic. We just finished lunch at the Hard Rock Cafe, and we've had a lot of booze, so we're a little bit drunk.
Are you enjoying a vacation, or are you over there with like three generations of family, like the call from South Korea?
Oh, no. We're enjoying a vacation. We started off in Italy, and we drove through Slovenia, and we're in Budapest for a couple of days, and then we're heading up into Vienna, Austria, and then into Poland, and then to Prague, Czech Republic, where we will sit in a beer spa, and then down to Munich, back to Italy.
Wow. I can tell you're drunk by that
by
itinerary.
Way, by way of Sweden.
By way of Sweden.
You didn't want to mention any of your hotels, did you?
On your way to the Czech Republic, this is a little tip I have. There's a wonderful, wonderful hostel there on the way to boot on the way to White the Czech Holes? Republic. And if you have, I don't know, it sounds like you know you're having this dream trip. If you've got some disposable cash, I just heard this that
yeah.
you know, if you've ever wanted to just kill a stranger, they'll let you kill a stranger on the way
yeah,
to.
Yeah, rules
the
are
Czech
different
Republic.
Over there, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, Rob.
They're rules completely. Are a little different, but hotels are incredibly cheap here.
That is true.
Let me ask you this. How are the, and I know it's, I hope it's, you know, pardon my sexism, but how are the people? Are they pretty people over there? Are the women beautiful over in Budapest?
In Budapest, they are all tall and skinny.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard. That the Hungarian women are very,
Southwest
very, very, very pretty. And
yeah,
so how many?
They're very
how many
tall and skinny, and all of the men are gorgeous with dark hair and perfect eyebrows.
It fit right in.
Of
perfect
course,
eyebrows.
That's what's in all the books, Mike. The perfect eyebrows.
Eyebrows are important.
Well, so you're there with your hubby on a little vacay.
We are here with my husband, and we're visiting his daughter and son-in-law and our granddaughter Emily. They are stationed in Italy.
Aw, that's
well,
nice.
Have a wonderful, wonderful vacation, and just drink like a fish. Go ahead and enjoy yourself.
But you might want to have, might want to head up a cup of coffee before you hit the road to Poland.
Oh, the coffee here, the coffee is amazing.
Oh, I bet, jealous. And the eyebrows.
Good, coffee and eyebrows, Stacy. A fantastic
there's
trip.
There's nothing wrong with really good eyebrows.
I agree.
No, I totally agree. You know what? We'll be talking about facial hair in a moment here. Stacy, enjoy your vacation. Thank you, and thanks for supporting TMOS, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. Always wait through the delay for that. When somebody's calling that far away.
International.
I
sure.
I want to get the, now we got to take a break. We will come back and
feud.
Speak about facial hair. Rob's facial hair. It's interesting to me.
What's
very,
going
very
on? Let me look at you, Rob.
No, I want this. I can't see it clearly here, but I'm just talking about a change in another one of his like 7 million changes in profile pictures. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, this is the Internet's Steve Mermelstein. Perhaps you know me from The AmeriCast, where Marcus Serta serves as my sidekick. But I'm here to tell you about another podcast, Cake and Cookies. Cake and Cookies has Rob Spiewak and Katie Von Herman, and I never miss an episode. It's an important part of my well-balanced podcast listening diet. Besides, I love Katie, and Rob loves me. It's a strange love triangle, but you can truly feel the magic in the air. Cake and Cookies. Subscribe on iTunes or listen on the TMOS app. Mermelstein out.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Yes, sir. Subscribe. And then you can take a ride under the sea on a submarine.
Yeah. Visit us here in Northwest Washington.
Northwest. Vistaprint, people. Vistaprint, Vistaprint, Vistaprint. All about supporting small business owners, and they are the place to go for any custom products for the home or the office people. Whatever you need, postcards, banners, flyers, apparel, Vistaprint can make it happen. But this one Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable. 500 business cards, just $9.99. Can you be more demonstrative when you're going to have one?
I mean, one.
But it takes you like 9 hours to get your hands on it, and I don't know whether you're like arranging papers or you're grabbing a card. So,
it's the atrophy, Mike.
But by the way, here's the deal.
No feeling in the left hand anymore. That's what's sad.
500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. We've got one today. By the way, if you want to get yours on the show, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMeraShow.com. Or do you want to send it to the regular?
You
got to
mail it. P.O. Box 32101.
Yeah, it's box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Send a copy of your new Vistaprint card to Rob, and he might share it like he's going to do right now, please.
Got this one when I went to George Mason yesterday to speak to the new upcoming crop of interns.
Yes.
Our former intern, Matt Dodson, custom designed his own card and did every upgrade.
But
this thing's gorgeous.
Smart.
It is. It's got the foil lettering, and it says on the front, "I like to talk." And then on the back, he did all his contact info and the logo that his girlfriend designed for him. It's a totally custom card. They did everything they did out of their own minds, and then Vistaprint printed it $500 for under $10.
That's right. He customized it. That's what you can do, too. You can have a card just like this and send it to Rob, and we'll read it on the show.
Don't put his number up there.
Tell him I said I.
Bucks 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the deal. 500 business cards for $9.99. Remember, go to Vistaprint.com, and really, it's just the best. And use TMOS for the code. Order yours today. The calls are coming in, and then we're going to talk about Rob's beard.
Thank you.
Let's go to Delaware and say hi to Chris on Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-6673. Chris, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hi. Sorry to bother you guys at work there. How you guys doing?
It's okay, man.
You know, you're not bothering on Wide Open Wednesday because you know what? That's when we take your phone calls. Chris, take it away.
I just got back from New York this weekend. I attended my 25th high school reunion at the same high school that our good friend Bill O'Reilly attended.
Ooh.
Well, I know Bill wouldn't be going to his 25th high school, that's for sure. Bill's would be a little longer down the road than that, that's for sure. Right, what?
I might see him in 5 years, the combined 30 and 55, but who knows.
Yep.
But it's funny because the people kind of don't, what gets glossed over with all the whole, you know, badass thing that he's doing is it's a Catholic all guys high school.
Oh,
and
hey,
that's what really screws you up.
And let me ask you this. So you went to a 25-year reunion at a Catholic all-boys school. Was there just a tremendous amount of alcohol consumed?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, I would think so.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
The quote of the day was, I think it was Monday evening, my wife goes, "You remember taking a drunken selfie in front of your high school?"
Oh.
I said, "No." She goes, "Check your phone." And I go, look. Oh, how about that?
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad you had a good time. And
It was a lot of scotch.
Scotch. That's what the old guys that went to a Catholic boys' school should drink. Scotch
should be scotch.
The order of the day. Let's go to Alan in Las Vegas. Alan, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Wide Open Wednesday.
Whoa, energy.
Hi, Alan.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm out walking the dogs before I go to work today.
Yeah, you are.
I'll give you a call.
What are the pooches, if you don't mind me asking, Alan, what are the dogs you're walking?
I have a German Shepherd mix and a Chihuahua.
Oh, God.
Wow.
You got a real dog and a fake dog. That's awesome.
Yes, and the Chihuahua has just taken her first of what will certainly be multiple pumps on this one.
Yeah, mine does the same thing. Hey, let me ask you this. Since we're on the subject and I brought it up, Chihuahua dumps, do you find that I talk so much about my dogs, I've never talked about this. Do you find that the Chihuahua struggles at issue? That Chihuahua just
my
really...
Chihuahua certainly does not struggle.
Oh, okay. See, my Chihuahua...
Here comes the second one.
Okay.
Well, this is exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, we're getting a narration, a play-by-play.
It's like when the Hindenburg blew up. We're there. Yeah.
Would you like me to tell you the quality of the issue?
Yeah, please do. How's the Chihuahua's poo looking?
Well, you know, the first one is always nice and solid, but as the second and third ones come out, they're never quite cooked.
Exactly, and then by the time, if you get a third one, you're just getting basically a half-melted Frosty, which is really not fun at all. Sorry,
Alan, do you feed the Chihuahua table scraps? Because I would think the issue should be more consistent.
Diet.
Good point, Rob.
My wife might be listening to this, so I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Very good. All right. Anything else we can do for you, Alan?
Yeah. Hey, I'm a recent subscriber to the Bonus Show, and I absolutely love it. Yeah, going through the back catalog. So between that and my Harry's Razors, I'm wondering what else I have to do to become an official P1.
Oh, great question.
To be
a
P1, the thing is you shop exclusively, take a job where you buy all of the merchandise for your business at Amazon. And
yeah,
you
through
go
our
through
portal.
The Michael Mayer's Amazon through our portal. Now, sounds like you already are one, Alan. God bless you.
Take
Thank
a shirt
you very
off.
Much. Have a good day.
Stop it. Yes.
No. Quite nice.
I forgot what the hell I was going to talk about when I was coming
back. Frankie needs a squatty potty.
Frankie needs. I want to talk about. Speaking of squatty, well, really not. Rob's beard.
Good segue.
Yes.
So Rob put up yesterday. Did you put your new
Monday? I did.
Why don't you trim it?
You know what? I trimmed it immediately after. What was that disgusting?
I would not call it disgusting.
What made it disgusting?
The eyeball, Rob.
I mean, I've grown a longer. I guess it's technically a Van Dyke, not a goatee, because it has mustache and beard.
The word is unkempt.
Mm. Yeah. Well, yesterday I kempt it. I trimmed it.
But it's not. But your picture's still on.
You do look like a kid toucher in this thing.
Let me see.
There's a reason.
Like, you don't look tough.
Oh, I just look like scary?
You look scary.
Yeah, like I need a help, maybe?
No, that you need a sign in front of your yard on Halloween.
I have a sign in front of my yard that says, great beard inside.
I know how your brain works. You thought this was a cool picture.
Yeah,
I did. You thought having the longer hair was cool.
And no, it wasn't about, but here's the deal. You're not focused on what's key here. I had just had my head shaved.
Oh.
And so that's why I had taken the picture. Yeah. And but I sent a picture to my wife and I said, you know what? I like the shading on the eyes. It's sort of Frankenstein-y.
Do you love yourself?
But wait a minute, or does he? Or is it self-loathing? Is that on any level, is that picture? What are you going for?
Yeah, what is your look?
Your beard, your mustache on the top is like a quarter inch over your lip.
Not anymore. I fixed it.
I'm glad you. But now listen. And I said this to my wife last night. I said, "Why is his hair? He's got the, Rob can grow a beard in half an hour."
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I mean, your beard is like super. I would have the most like kempt, perfectly trimmed beard. Mm-hmm.
What about some Just for Men in your world?
No. I'm going to go gray.
I like the gray. And by the way, and may I offer a compliment here while I'm in the middle?
Please.
You got the gray on the right and on the left with the darker
like a pooch
beard in the middle that looks, you know, there are men that would actually color their beard to get that look. Mm-hmm. You actually have, that's a very, very distinguished look.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You look like you've been in a prison riot by growing your
I don't think
your,
it looks like a prison
mustache
riot.
You look over mangy. The top.
All right. Well, I will be more attentive, especially to the mustache. I've been on purpose trying to grow out the beard part a little more. But have you run into this? Do you have... My gray hair seems to grow at a different rate than my non-gray hair.
Right.
And so...
I don't know if you guys can see it.
Yeah.
But if you see on the side, that is...
It's the Adams family look.
No, that's, you're thinking more of a Grandpa Munster.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's
the gray.
Yeah.
And, well, now it's actually starting to pan out as I'll be Bob Barker within 5 years. So I'm not really worried. Right?
Drew Carey's all gray.
I'll be all gray.
It's a slow
process, but I think by the big 6-0, I might have a lot
this
more.
From, yeah, and gray. I think the speed of the gray hair growth is off-putting because whenever I find like a gray chest hair, it's already like an inch and a half long. It's like, where did you come from? And how did you get there?
So you don't have all white chest hair now?
No, not right. Not yet. I'm on the way. Yeah, the silver fox.
That went before my beard. That started turning gray before my beard.
Robert did compliment. He said, Dad, I like when your goatee is bigger like that. So what I'll do is I'll focus on keeping it trimmed.
It's really creepy.
He said it looks nice.
Creepy.
He said it looks
disgusting.
Cool.
I never told my dad.
I remember when my chest was
Well, it's called having a relationship with your father. And if you ever want to explore what it's like, I'll write you a note. I'll post it on your Facebook wall.
Oscar, you were going to jump in.
This from Pony Boy. Rob is the softest son of anarchy.
And Pony is the thinnest...
In the world. Oh my God. I remember when my chest hair went gray first. I remember taking my shirt off at one point. I screamed at Carla. I said, Carla, look, gray.
I go to the barber today. I'll get trimmed up and.
I wanted to ask you something about that. When you were struggling to get an appointment yesterday and you couldn't.
Yes.
You used an affectation, and I want to know if it's because you thought it would help you get in. You called the barber shop, and you said, "This is Oscar."
Yes.
Do you use a Spanish name when you try to get an appointment to try to get to the head of the line?
No, the lady's Latin there.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought perhaps
I was talking to one of my people.
And so you're.
And
so
she called me like, Oscar.
Does that mean when it's really booked up that you you know?
Yeah. Bueno, hello. I would like to speak to Mamacita, please.
Yes.
Mamacita, this is Oscar. I understand you have a long line out in front of the shop and you will be closing. No less than 5 hours. I was wondering if I could be squeezed in, Mamacita.
Oh, yes, Oscar. I will be at
the in the Latin community, Mike, we shun each other. So okay. As soon as I do that, it was a misstep. Because right. They're like, this beaner can wait.
Yeah, unless. What if you went full Spanish, like when you talk to your mom? Then would that help?
If I was like, Señor Rosa, tengo que llegar antes el jueves. Maybe that would work. Yeah,
I think he just said something about boiling eggs. But
well, no. Rob, you've got a heavy beard. Trim it up.
Yeah, I will. Do you have a trimmer or do you have to go get a trim?
I have two of them.
Ooh.
I have the big guy and the little guy.
Nice. Yeah. One last little thing. I've been belt tightening lately, but I did spring for an Amazon.com/TMOS product that Mrs. O'Mara has been insisting on. I went for the Turbo Nose Hair Trimmer from Panasonic.
Oh, very good. Wow. What's terrible about it?
Well, here's the thing, and you know that
four cylinder.
With all the talk we do, we'll be talking about Amazon in a moment here, but the fact is, with all the talk we say, sometimes there are items where you really want to kind of test drive them, and you can't, and you want to see how powerful it is. I just made the assumption that Panasonic, more often than not, has some pretty turbo trimmer devices.
Like what they are, is they're a good outfit.
Yeah, they're really a good
solid
outfit.
Brand.
So I was really excited about it, and I got the really, really intense trimmer, and it didn't disappoint. I think maybe one battery, one double A battery.
Double A battery, that's common.
Works like a charm, and I went to town.
When does nose hair become an issue age-wise?
I don't think it's age as much as genetics.
Okay.
And my family has herds of it. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I got family members where you could braid the crap. Yeah. All right. So
does it walk
way,
hand in hand with eyebrows?
Yes.
Because I remember the horror of the first time a barber just ran a comb through my eyebrow and started trimming. Right. I was like, what the hell are you doing? And he said, they were a little long, sir.
Cookie Monster.
Getting old, the hair you lose on your head starts to pop out at other places on your body.
I have the demo video. I went to Panasonic.com. I have the demo video of your nose hair trimmer here.
Okay, let's listen.
Hold it.
Come on, fire it up. Here it
what,
goes.
What, use a dead battery?
No, I had to start it. There it is.
There we go.
Now you got to put it on one.
I pull my left nostril up. I pull it up, and then I aim to make sure that I get it right in the right spot. And, you know. Back to Amazon. I'll have to go ahead and do that. All right, we got to take a break. We will come back. Yesterday's news you may not need coming up
nice.
On the Mike O'Mara show. That's right. I looked at it. It was that generic where, hey, call me on it if you think it's a little tired story. I'll
question
be
his
happy
news.
To.
Today in the White House, President Clinton.
Yeah, thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Tony P.
Hi, it's me, Gary Stein, you hockey puck.
And on this week's episode, we pay tribute to Don Rickles, one of the greatest of all time.
Best insult comic ever, next to me.
Also on the episode, Gary's lovely wife, Sarah Partridge, a singer and former actress who, as you may well know, once dated Tom Cruise.
All right, everybody makes mistakes.
Well, she made a mistake, all right. And Janice Ian. Sarah and Janice have a new album out. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to Mike O'Mara Show.
What?
What did I just say?
Welcome back to Mike O'Mara Show. Like Regis would say.
The trimmer. Hey,
you know, I've been working on a Russian dialect for a piece I'm doing, and it's maybe working its way into regular show. Amazon.com. We love our partnership with Amazon because, one, they are the best, and two, when you access Amazon through us, we get a small percentage of whatever you spend there. So the next time you visit the Amazon website, do it through our website or our app. It's very easy to use. It changes nothing for you, helps us immeasurably. And if you're getting ready for spring and summer, check out the amazing home and garden deals on the front page of MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's you see something you like, you click it, you put it in the shopping cart, it's yours.
They bring it to your door.
Us.
To your door.
It's fantastic. Price is so good you won't mind doing yard work. Please remember to help us out. And we thank you. How is that? Good job, Mike.
News!
Boo! Hold on. What happened to that?
Jeez. Holy mackerel.
Jeez. Yeah, what's going on with that? Here, hit it again. Thank you. Let me turn that down and do this. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. The days of looking at Caitlyn Jenner and wondering, did she or didn't she, are over. She did.
Oh.
She had the surgery in January.
Hey!
Out with the hot dog, in with the bun, people. She finally comes clean.
The red snapper.
Well, not a red snapper.
She comes clean in her upcoming book, The Secrets of My Life. She says, quote, "It's just a penis. It has no special gifts or use for me other than the ability to, you know, go in the woods. I just want to have all the right parts. I am also tired of tucking," she said.
That's
gotta
suck.
She goes into more detail on both counts. But I guess we won't get to ask Caitlin any questions about her new input because she also says, quote, "All of you can stop staring. You want to know, so now you know," which is why this is the first time and the last time I will ever speak of it.
Oh.
So,
I am so excited to know this.
I would say that he should have done, or she should have done this during the reality show. Maybe we wouldn't have gotten canceled.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. You know, do you get the
ratings?
I always wonder with Caitlin whether it's there's something behind it or whether she just feels the need to share.
Mm. Well, now it's look, let's be realistic about this, right? And by the way, I don't want any letters or any messages. If anything, this show is the most embracing of the transgender community, all right?
Absolutely.
So step off. Mm-hmm, now, that being said, let's call her what she is. An attention whore.
It's true.
Bottom line.
I think she is.
Right?
Yes,
she was in a lot of pain after the procedure, but luckily they gave her a Pepsi,
and
it made things a lot better.
And Chloe just wants a relationship with Caitlyn. If
that's
you follow in the Kardashians.
Yes, I've seen this clip.
Give her what she wants.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I really could go, if we didn't hear about Jenners and Kardashians ever again, I would be completely fine with that, and so would a lot of people. Thank
Don't
you.
Keep that, please.
I'm a huge Heart fan, gentlemen. Back in August, something happened after a Heart gig, and I read all about this. I've condensed it down to this story right now. They had a gig in the Seattle area that with what happens, it might be jeopardizing the future of the band. Ann Wilson's husband, who's a bit of a weirdo, in my opinion, from what I've seen and read, his name is Dean Wetter, and he assaulted Nancy Wilson's 16-year-old twin sons.
Oh, no.
And he did so because they committed the heinous crime of leaving the door open to Anne's tour bus.
Apparently, there
were dogs there, and he slapped and punched one of them in the back of the head. He choked the other to the point where he couldn't breathe. Wetter was arrested after this. But all parties agreed on a deal that allowed him to avoid jail time. But that doesn't mean they patched things up. Did you hear? Has anyone
I've never heard of this.
Far from it. After the assault happened, they had 20 more shows to go before the tour was finished. That had to be rough. Nancy calls them excruciating, and Anne said it was complete hell. For the first time in their 43-year career, they were using separate dressing rooms and communicating via third parties. Now, things are strained, and they haven't been in the same room since the tour ended. At the moment, there is no Heart. Did you know this? Yeah. They're on hiatus. Anne is currently touring as Ann Wilson of Heart. You've seen that.
Yeah, of course.
While Nancy has a new band called Roadcase Royale, they're working on an EP. This guy seems like he's just a weirdo. He's a creep.
Bad news.
That is bad news, and that's also surprising. I thought they would be together till death.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah. It's a drag, and you know when you read the story about the kids, a lot of details have to be filled in. But bottom line, he said, you know, whatever you do, I'm going to show you the tour bus, but close the door behind you. And they didn't because they're kids.
Mm-hmm.
But the reaction was ridiculous. A woman named Laura Begley Bloom and her family were supposed
to
travel from New York to Florida on Delta for a vacation on Friday. This gets back to what we were talking about with the overbooking. Their flight actually wasn't canceled, so Delta was offering up a ton of money for people to give up their seats. Laura and her family negotiated $1,350 each to get bumped to Saturday, and since there were three of them, that was a total of $4,050. When they went back to the airport on Saturday, that flight was also, you know, jammed up.
Right.
And they took another $1,315 to get bumped to Sunday. And at the airport on Sunday, they decided to just forget about the trip to Florida, and they just took they each took $1,000 to give up their seats, and they got the original cost of the tickets refunded. In all, the family made $11,000 over the weekend just to stay in New York City.
Oh, man.
So that's,
I'll say this. You know,
Yes.
That I would say I don't need 11 grand. If you gave me anything over 1,000, I'd stay and not go.
Yeah.
Not go on your vacation to take that.
Now, even if it was my family and I love them dearly.
Right.
There is a price.
People,
it's $1,000.
There's the dream vacation. There may be the dream vacation once in a lifetime, but most people kind of go places they've gone before, and they're they can wait to get there, or they can do it in another
some
time.
Other time.
$11,000 buys a lot of months of Netflix. I'm sure they're fine. Yeah.
I have a feeling, I didn't see it in the news story, but I have a feeling there might have been one word on the end of that, where they were traveling. In-laws. I just have
Florida.
A sneaking suspicion.
They were going to Florida. Florida they were in-laws. Going to Florida. They said, we'll do it some other time.
So you're not coming at all now? First it was Sunday, and now you're not coming?
Sorry. Mom! You may plan on eating a lot of marshmallow peeps over Easter weekend.
Yes!
You may have already gotten started, but I can promise you this. Your grand total of peeps won't equal the number this dude mowed down in 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. A competitive eater named Matt Stoney just set a new world record by eating 255 peeps in 5 minutes. That's so gross. That's 51 peeps per minute. Or almost one per second. Matt also held the previous world record, which was a much weaker 250 peeps.
Wow.
In 5 minutes. Jesus Christ.
He expects to have a bowel movement by Thanksgiving.
That is so nasty. Whether it be a yellow one or one of the nice little purple ones. Anyway, and now a little something for you. A 57-year-old guy named Michael Shannon. Not the actor from Boardwalk Empire or Man of Steel, but a guy named Michael Shannon. Shannon. Went into a laundromat in St. Petersburg, Florida on Saturday morning and did what so many people down here in South Florida do at the laundromat. He pooped on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It happened.
Mr. Shannon.
How dare you, sir.
That alone would be disgusting, but now it gets really a lot worse. If you happen to be dining or you got something right now, I'm giving you fair warning.
Skip ahead
this, okay?
A bit, yeah.
This is kind of nasty. So doing it on the floor of the laundromat might be problematic enough, but this is what he did. Michael scooped up what he just created, and he put it into the soap compartment on one of the washing machines.
Oh, not okay.
As though he were going to use it as detergent.
Sure.
That is so nasty.
Got to be on bath salts, right, to do something like that?
Yeah.
Some sort of drug?
It's like a fever dream.
Well, someone in the laundromat called the cops, and Michael was arrested for criminal mischief. And all I have to say is just, hey, it's good to be back home again. And my shirts have never looked browner. Thank you. Yeah. You can do a little Jay Giles thing in the
I got a montage.
Your little sounds
you
today.
Bet. That's you good. Bet.
Yeah. I remember seeing him backstage, I think, at the State Theater at one
point. Yeah?
Wow.
I did something backstage with him there at the State.
I didn't know that.
We'll talk about that. Yeah, and more fun and more shows coming up. This is the Mike O'Barry Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Aww.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
There he is.
Todd Moore. You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
Shout
back.
That's right, and we are here to help get you all your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to own.
It's very simple, and it's absolutely free.
So subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And for the record, we're not banging.
Still true all these years later?
That's true.
All right, I need a Todd Moore fix. I need a Todd Moore in-studio fix.
Yes.
All right. Can we make that happen?
I'm texting him right now.
Is he like boycotting our show now?
No.
Is he boycotting our show?
He's busy being successful.
Every
time I talk
by.
To him, he's like, I got to go to Budapest this weekend.
The eyebrows are great
I'll
over there.
I'll say this. I will write him right now and book him if he has time this week.
Awesome.
Love to see Todd. It's always an interesting dynamic, and love to have him come by. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Hiring people, hard to do.
Yes.
Excruciatingly difficult, and sometimes you got to make a last minute choice to get it done. I'm here to tell you we have technology that will help you get the right hire and do it without spending a lot of time and effort. It's called ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter makes it easy. With a single click, ZipRecruiter.com posts your job opening to over 200 top sites. They even post to all the big social media platforms. Any industry, any city, ZipRecruiter.com will get your word out. Soon you'll be screening screening candidates in minutes, not hours, thanks to the amazing ZipRecruiter interface. It's a cinch to use. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies as well as thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter absolutely free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and find your perfect hire. Hire that man. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, April 12, 2017, everybody.
I had no idea you had a personal run-in with Jay Giles. Now, when most people think of the Jay Giles band...
Rob, you're usually around me when I'm doing these things.
This had to be during your classic rock era. I think this had to be when you were with Kirk, right?
I don't remember why I was there, but I know he was on the bill for something. I wish I had a better memory. I mean, I've done too many things. That's it. Yeah. And it's the alcohol. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Jay Giles was the guitarist and founder of the band. The guy that most people associate the face of the band is actually the singer, Peter Wolfe. I do remember when I think I was in like sixth grade when the Freeze Frame album came out. I think that was the name of it, actually.
Freeze Frame.
That had the big potato on watching television on the cover. It was the hottest record in school.
Does she walk? Does she talk? Does she come complete?
Yeah, I love the Jay Giles band and a lot of really agreeable stuff. This was their first hit, Give It to Me.
Boston area band. What a great band. What a great,
good sound.
Great, great sound. Absolutely.
They're a doo-wop cover. And that was a top 40 hit as well, even.
And they had a naughtiness in them that I loved, you know?
Oh, well, Centerfold. Is right. Dirty song. MTV made that song dirty.
Absolutely. Yeah. Man, you know, I played a lot of music in the 80s, and I'm going to tell you something, that there were songs that I never tired of, and they had more than one.
Yeah.
I would never get bored. There were songs that I wanted to put needles in my eyes. but the Jay Giles band, because you want to talk about airplay? I mean, Giles band
all
got
the
so
time.
Much air. Centerfold and Freeze Frame, but they were just too good.
Centerfold,
too good.
One of my all-time favorites. So Safe Home, Jay Giles. No word yet as if the band will keep on going without him, because with the singer and another guitarist, they could conceivably do it. But who knows?
They gotta find a Filipino to stand in.
Today is
that's the old journey trick.
The journey trick. That's right. Today is David Letterman's birthday, but sad news for him, as yesterday his mother passed.
Aww.
Dorothy Letterman.
Oh, Dorothy. Oh no.
At age 95.
God.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Very sad. And there's
same age as my mom. Long life. Good for her.
And she was so great. I loved her
and one of the only moms in show business that I did an impression of. Hello, David.
She first did Phoners when he was on NBC. And then CBS, remember, sent her to cover the Olympics in Lillehammer.
It was great.
There are so many great items of her on YouTube. I chose a top 10 list. He always did Guess the Pie with her at Thanksgiving. But for her 85th birthday.
Can I just let me jump in here for a second? Because really, you surprised me with this. I didn't read it this
morning.
Her
name was Dorothy Mengering, I think.
And she was. This was where he got into his inner Midwestern, sensible, folksy, and this was all Letterman, just
the
middle
the
America.
The best of Letterman.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Classic stuff.
And I'm feeling sad. That's great.
I think for her 85th birthday, she did the top 10 list, and I won't make you sit through the whole list, but here's highlights from this top 10 list.
Top 10 things I have learned in my 84 years. Are you
84,
ready, Mom?
Sorry.
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Number 10.
In a pinch, vanilla extract will give you a good buzz.
What? Number 6.
Kids don't listen to parents when it comes to advice on hair pieces.
And the number one thing I have learned in my 84 years.
It's hard having a son who looks older than you.
What?
Anyway, nice. I recommend, if you have a few moments today, look up David Letterman's mom on YouTube and watch a few clips. You'll be glad you did.
Very funny stuff. Absolutely. Yes. Safe Home, Dorothy.
So, Chelsea Handler, if she's ever in your neighborhood, you may want to download a few dating apps.
Would you ever do the the dating app?
Oh, I'm on all those apps.
Oh, are you?
Don't get me wrong. I like to hook up.
So when I go to London or I go to New York or if I'm out of town and I want a little da-da-da, I'll do that. I'm on Raya, I'm on Tinder, I'm on all that stuff. And
what catches your eye? Like if you have to swipe or flip or
somebody
whatever?
Somebody who's in the area. In like a 7 mile radius.
So she'll drive 7 miles for a little da-da-da, as she says.
Yeah. Hey, guys love that. Guys love a woman when she talks like a whore.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, Pony.
I'm too far away.
Get on that Chelsea Handler bandwagon. This story broke yesterday, hot on the heels of the bat in the salad at Walmart.
Yeah.
Someone went to Giant in Silver Spring.
Yes, I saw this.
And they found a scorpion.
Did you, hey, when you saw this story, did you smell any kind of rat at all?
No. I think this is genuine.
You think this is genuine?
I've always been a little nervous about bagged salads. Because of the way
just too healthy.
No. If you're going to eat a salad, buy a head of lettuce.
By the way, I could have background. Are you going to have the people that found it?
Yes. You mean Pranay and Shri? Thank you, Mike. Let's go to the tape.
It says people wash, right? Generally, people think that it's washed. We purchased like this bag of spinach in Giant on Friday evening.
Bag of spinach was here. I saw something inside the bag is crawling. We're like this. And I thought it was a cricket in the beginning. Until then I noticed when it was in the bottle, it's a scorpion.
What if it bites? It could be venomous. I told them not to sell the spinach anymore because it might contain some other scorpion.
I might have been stung, then that could be fatal.
Yeah, I was wondering if when they said I thought it was a cricket, if they were okay with that. I thought it was a cricket.
If it was a cricket, I'd put it right next to the crouton. But a scorpion has a stinger on the end of it that could sting you in the upper lip while you're enjoying your salad before you have your chicken satay.
Why do I believe this guy more than the bat people? Like, I don't know why, right?
I always smell a rat when any of these food stories come down because you just think, you know, hey, if we get this dead bat, we found a dead bat in the attic. Put it in the bag. Put it in the bag.
But this was a live scorpion. I don't know that they'd want to handle it. Yeah.
And they actually manipulated it enough so they could get into that little clear water bottle, and you can see it moving around with all of its giant legs.
Remember, Mike, that It's Academic is brought to you by Giant. That's
giant
my
food.
Giant.
That's the end of the salad.
Now, an interviewer was talking to Nicole Richie. I didn't know Nicole Richie was still a thing.
Oh, yeah.
But they went
She's on a sitcom?
Oh, is she?
I think so, yeah.
They went to High Five, and this doofus girl reporter actually hit Nicole Richie in the face and knocked her glasses off. The reaction is pretty solid.
Greatest news I've heard all week. Well, I live in LA, and I heard it's going to rain 3 times this week, so that's pretty...
Oh, my God! You okay? That was the craziest High Five
speaking
of all
great news.
Time. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. But no,
I like this.
I'm notoriously clumsy.
I can.
Yeah. No. Bird apple.
I'm notoriously clumsy, but I know how to talk all the time really fast.
Later, she ran Nicole Richie over with a car. And Nicole Richie says, "No, I love this." Sometimes, and let's close with this. Sometimes simple is better. And Funny or Die, the website, sometimes goes way too far with a joke, I think. This one they did just right.
Mm.
This is an actual United Airlines commercial that they've, I'll say, augmented.
Every thought. Every movement.
God. Oh my God.
Carefully planned, coordinated, and synchronized.
Oh my God. No!
Performing together with a single united purpose. That's what makes the world's leading airline.
Oh, God!
Fire friendly.
I have to go home.
I have to go home, too. So that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, don't forget, special day tomorrow, guys. Thomas Jefferson's birthday.
Big day.
I know you were thinking about it. Our snail mail address is TMOS PO Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or a message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with 2 B's. We're doing it tomorrow, which means get in. To him like at midnight tonight. He loves that.
I will check my email right after I watch the Jimmy Fallon show.
Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and make sure you don't get a scorpion in your salad bag.
For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One.
last thing, please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.